Chapter 31. Richard had never liked Michael Wenton Weeks, and he liked him even less with a ghost in him. He couldn't say why. He had nothing against ghosts personally, didn't think a person should be judged adversely simply for being dead, but he didn't like it. Nevertheless, it was hard not to feel a little sorry for him. Michael sat forlornly on a stool, with his elbow resting on the large table and his head resting on his fingers. He looked ill and haggard. He looked deeply tired. He looked pathetic. His story had been a harrowing one, and concluded with his attempts to possess first Reg and then Richard. "You were," he concluded, "right. Entirely." He said this last to Dirk, and Dirk grimaced as if trying not to beam with triumph too many times in a day. The voice was Michael's, and yet it was not Michael's. Whatever timbre a voice acquires through a billion or so years of dread and isolation, this voice had acquired it, and it filled those who heard it with a dizzying chill akin to that which clutches the mind and stomach when standing on a cliff at night. He turned his eyes on Reg and on Richard, and the effect of the eyes, too, was one that provoked pity and terror. Richard had to look away. "I owe you both an apology," said the ghost within Michael, "which I offer to you from the depths of my heart, and only hope that as you come to understand the desperation of my predicament, and the hope which this machine offers me, you will understand why I have acted as I have, and that you will find it within yourselves to forgive me, and to help me, I beg you." "Give the man a whiskey," said Dirk gruffly.
Haven't got any whiskey," said Reg. "Port, there's a bottle or so of Margot I could open, a very fine one. Should be chambrayed for an hour, but I can do that, of course. It's very easy. I—"
"Will you help me?" interrupted the ghost. Reg bustled to fetch some port and some glasses. "Why have you taken over the body of this man?" said Dirk. "I need to have a voice with which to speak and a body with which to act. No harm will come to him, no harm." "Let me ask the question again. Why have you taken over the body of this man?" insisted Dirk. The ghost made Michael's body shrug. He was willing. Both of these two gentlemen, quite understandably, resisted being, hypnotized. Your analogy is fair. This one, well, I think his sense of self is at a low ebb, and he has acquiesced. I am very grateful to him and will not do him any harm. "His sense of self," repeated Dirk thoughtfully, "is at a low ebb." "I suppose that's probably true," said Richard quietly to Dirk. "He seemed very depressed last night. The one thing that was important to him had been taken away because he wasn't really very good at it. Although he's proud, I expect he was probably quite receptive to the idea of actually being wanted for something." Said Dirk, and said it again. He said it a third time with feeling. Then he whirled around and barked at the figure on the stool. "Michael Wenton Weeks!" Michael's head jolted back, and he blinked. "Yes," he said in his normal lugubrious voice. His eyes followed Dirk as he moved. "You can hear me," said Dirk, "and you can answer for yourself." "Oh, yes," said Michael, "most certainly I can."